This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday. Steve, we just have a few more days left before November 5th.
Days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, folks, it's go time. Simple as that. It's no more talking about we're indecisive. It's no more trying to figure out who the better candidate is. That's been decided a long time ago. The better candidate was obvious. It was a better candidate when Joe Biden was running. But now, clearly, there's a better candidate. She's even more capable to fulfill the duties and obligations. She has the energy, the wherewithal, the experience in politics. She's absolutely brilliant. And she doesn't come with all the baggage and scars and damage. You know, I was talking to somebody overseas the other day, and they said, what is it that you don't like about Donald Trump? And I said, well, if you have time, let me just start with this. I have watched throughout history, and I've learned through self-experience, that in order to be a great leader, you must first be a great servant. If you look at all the great leaders in the world, they were great servants. Even Barack Obama, he did community work long before he got in the Senate, long before he got in the White House. If you look at Nelson Mandela, he was a servant of people before he became imprisoned and then president of the same nation that imprisoned him for 27 years or so. When you look at Martin Luther King, what made Martin Luther King great was he was a servant of the people and became one of our great leaders. If you look at all people who are great leaders, if you look at Gandhi, Gandhi was a servant. You look at Mother Teresa. I don't know, you can go down the list anywhere you want. When you find a person that was a great leader, it's because they have been in the service part of life first. Because that gives you a heart for people. That gives you an idea of how to lead them. Donald Trump has been rich his entire life. He has never served anyone. And all you have to do is look at the campaign, and it just reeks of him not willing to serve anybody now. Everything he says out of his mouth is self-serving. It's nothing to do with you. What he does do with you is try to control you with fear. The Haitians is eating dogs in Ohio. What? Where did it come from? Everybody that comes across the border is rapists and murderers. That's not true. Everything is to control you with fear. Then the stupidest statement, one of them was, when you allow these illegal immigrants to come across the border, they're taking your black jobs. Oh, really? So now what you think they're coming over to do is costing us employment. Remember when he went to Puerto Rico when they had that horrible hurricane, throwing paper towels?
Uh-huh.
Remember that? That's because he's never served before. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. He thinks that I'm here, the old great savior, I'm here. I'm tossing paper towels out to people. What? Man, these people's lives were devastated and turned upside down. You're tossing paper towels. He is so self-serving, man. So who is the better candidate? Kamala Harris. Now, to the Le'Veon Bells and the Antonio Browns who are standing there hugging on him, taking pictures. Bruhs, really? And then you made that ignorant comment, Trump or tramp. You know, man, when you do that in front of people about, you know, and that's another thing. I want sisters to hold your head up because black men do feel great about you. We feel great about our mothers, about our women, about our babies' mamas, about our wives, about our girlfriends, about our fiancés, about our daughters, about our sisters. We do feel good about you, and we do support you, and we do want the best for you. Don't let these few little scallywag-ass, pieback-ass dudes that come along with their little punk-ass impressions and make you think black men don't support black women, because we do. Because we do. And stop using all these examples of talking about when a celebrity get hit, get a white woman, when a basketball player get hit. You know how many basketball players got black wives? You know how many celebrities got black wives? Come on, man. The number's outstanding. The number's outstanding. So listen to me. We in good shape if we just get to the polls and vote. It's just that simple. She is a better candidate. She's just a better person. And I hate to tell y'all something, but the person and the candidate happen to be the same people. I don't know how y'all getting this confused, that you think that Donald Trump will make a better candidate when he's simply not a great person.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.